Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, our mission is a little bit different. We're diving into a really lovely source. Actually, it's a short story about space.
Yeah, a kid's story.
Exactly. And we're going to try and pull out some, you know, core wisdom about speed and rhythm and maybe even friendship.
It's a great one for that. It shows how, like, the sweetest stories often have these really clear ways of showing big ideas. We're kind of looking at stardust today, aren't we?
Huh. Yeah. Stardust and friendship. So let's zoom in on our main character, Cosmo.
Okay, Cosmo.
He's this little comet, kind of lonely, living way out there in space. Mm-hmm. And when you picture him, shiny ice rock body.
Uh-huh.
A big sparkly tail. And this is important. He's fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
How fast are we talking?
Story says, faster than a sneeze on a rocket.
Wow. Okay, that's fast. Faster than my sneezes anyway.
Right. And you see right away, this speed, it's kind of his problem.
Yeah, it's what makes him special, but also what makes it hard. He's zooming past planets. He's waving at astronauts.
Little excited waves.
But nobody can wave back fast enough. By the time they see him, poof, he's gone.
It sounds really lonely. He feels like everyone just vanishes behind him in his... What does he call it?
That's rear view stardust, which is such a great phrase.
It really is. So yeah. He just wants a friend, you know, someone who doesn't disappear, someone who can just keep up, maybe. Or maybe not.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? What happens when who you are, how fast you move, maybe how fast you think or work, just doesn't seem to match anyone else? Cosmo thought, okay, I must be the problem. My speed.
So he tried to change himself.
Exactly. He figured if he could just be different, maybe less him, he could find a friend.
Okay, let's unpack these attempts, because they didn't go so well, did they?
Oh, not at all. Hilariously badly, actually. But, you know, you kind of feel for him.
Totally. He was really trying to fit in, but it just wasn't working.
Yeah, like trying to fit a square comet in a round orbit. He didn't get that his speed wasn't really a flaw.
It was just him. So attempt number one, slow down. Makes sense, right?
Seems logical. He tried slowing down near Saturn. Big planet. Moves kind of slow and steady.
Perfect. What could go wrong?
Well, he slowed down a bit too much. And oops, he drifted right into Saturn's rings, got tangled up like a hula hoop for hours.
Oh, no. How embarrassing.
Right. And it kind of shows, you know, if you try too hard to be like someone else, you just get stuck. You lose your own momentum.
Okay, so slowing down was a bust. What about speeding up? Or, like, finding energetic friends?
Well, he tried playing freeze tag with Pluto.
Pluto? Way out there. Isn't Pluto, like, really cold?
Extremely cold. And Cosmo's an icy comet, remember?
Oh, dear. I see where this is going.
Yep. He played freeze tag, got tag, and froze solid.
No. For how long?
3 whole days. Just stuck there, a little comet popsicle.
Yeah.
All for friendship.
Wow. Okay, that's dedication. But still no friend. What else? He tried joining a group.
He did. A meteor shower, lots of things whizzing around, seemed like his kind of crowd. Speed in numbers, maybe.
Safety in numbers? Speed in numbers. Yeah.
Something like that. But nope. The story says they were too flashy.
Flashy.
Yeah. And apparently they didn't like group hugs. And they were just kind of all over the place, not organized like his nice, steady path. He just didn't fit in there either.
Oh, poor Cosmo. You can just imagine him sighing these little comet sighs. The story even says he cries glitter when he's sad.
Oh, that's right. Glitter tears. So he's leaving this trail of sparkly sadness across space, just about ready to give up, thinking, because I'm just too fast to have friends.
But then, right when he's feeling the absolute lowest,
he hears a voice, a quiet voice, not rushed at all.
Same. And who's that?
It's Nova, a tiny twinkling star. And here's the twist. Nova doesn't move, like, at all.
Not at all. Completely still.
Just hovering there, blinking gently. So now you've got the fastest thing around meeting the slowest, well, the most still thing around.
The ultimate mismatch. How could that possibly work?
Exactly. That's what Cosmo thinks, too. He's confused, maybe a little hopeful, but mostly confused. He zips around her in these fast loops.
Probably making himself dizzy.
Probably. And he asks her straight up, but you're so slow and I'm so fast. How could we ever be friends? You can hear the worry in his voice.
Yeah, his past experiences haven't exactly been encouraging.
But this is where it gets really, really neat. This is the core idea. Nova has a totally different answer.
She doesn't tell him to slow down again.
Nope. Doesn't offer to try and speed up, which she can't do anyway. She just gives him this new way to think about it. Based on what he already does.
What he already does. Which is...
Come back.
Come back.
Yep. She just sort of winks and says super calmly, because you come back, silly.
Whoa. Okay, wait. Because you come back.
Mm-hmm. And then she shows him a space map, points out his own path. See, comets don't just fly off in a straight line forever. They travel in an orbit.
In an orbit? Like the planets go around the sun?
Kind of, but usually much bigger and more oval-shaped, like a long, stretched-out circle. An ellipse. That's the little science bit tucked in there.
So they swing way, way out.
Into the dark, cold parts of space.
But then they always swing back in. Towards the sun.
Exactly. They follow a predictable path. They always return close to where they started.
So Cosmo realizes he always comes back past Nova's spot.
Bingo. Suddenly his speed isn't a problem for their friendship. His path guarantees they'll see each other again and again. He might zoom off for a long time, but she knows.
He'll be back. She can count on it.
Precisely. The friendship isn't about being in the same place all the time. It's about the certainty of reconnection. He never really loses her.
That's actually really beautiful. The orbit is the friendship.
Isn't it? The speed doesn't matter. The stillness doesn't matter. The difference doesn't matter. What matters is that shared rhythm, that predictable return. It changes everything for him.
So he zooms off happy now.
Happier than ever. His speed is part of the fun again. And every time his orbit brings him whizzing past Nova.
He waves.
He waves. And he drops off a little glittery space note.
Oh, what does it say?
Still your friend.
That's lovely. He's embracing his speed, but keeping the connection.
Yeah, he knows his path includes her now. It's a really powerful way to think about relationships, maybe ones where friends live far apart or just live very different lives.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What does this mean for you listening? We've got this super fast comet and this totally still star, best buddies.
Right. Nova's big wisdom nugget is being different doesn't stop a friendship. But it's more than just that, isn't it?
It's about finding the right rhythm.
Exactly. A rhythm that works for both of you. Even if you move at totally different speeds, you don't have to be the same.
Like, think about people you know. Maybe one friend is always super busy running around, like Cosmo.
Maybe another friend is more of a homebody, steady and calm, like Nova.
Yeah. And trying to force the busy friend to slow down all the time, or the calm friend to speed up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Cosmo getting stuck in Saturn's rings. It doesn't usually work out well.
It really doesn't. Real connection, the story suggests, isn't always about doing the same things at the same time. It's about finding that shared point, that reliable connection point. Nova was Cosmo's.
She was his steady point he orbited back to. She didn't need him to stay. She just needed to know he'd return.
Which takes the pressure off, doesn't it? You don't need constant updates or to be physically together all the time. You trust the orbit. You trust the connection.
You trust that mutual gravity, kind of. That pull that brings you back into each other's space, even if it's just for a little while.
And that patience, that understanding of differences, that's key. Cosmo needed a friend who got that his speed wasn't about leaving, it was just his way of moving, and it actually guaranteed he'd come back.
And respecting that made their friendship stronger because it fit who they really were.
Exactly. Nova didn't nag him to slow down, and Cosmo stopped wishing Nova would zip around. They found a way that worked for both of them, differences and all.
So we started with Cosmo, lonely because he was fast. And we end with Cosmo, happy because he's fast, knowing his speed is just part of his friendship orbit.
That idea of the return journey, the orbit, that's the deep dive lesson here, definitely. And the story leaves us with this really lovely final thought, something Cosmo started doing. It asks you, if you had a friend way out in space, on their own long orbit.
Yeah.
What kind of message would you send them for that quick moment when they fly past?
Oh, that's nice. Like, would you send a joke to cheer them up out there?
Or maybe a line from a song. Or just like a sparkly drawing to remind them someone's thinking of them.
That's a really sweet thing to think about.
Yeah.
You know, maybe grab some paper later, draw or write that message.
Yeah, pretend you're launching it to the stars, just thinking about how you'd connect across that distance. That's the heart of Cosmo Nova's story. A great thing to explore yourself.
A fantastic deep dive. Thanks for exploring that cosmic friendship with me. We'll catch you on the next orbit.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.